In Australia, beachgoers are being warned to take care after water accidents claimed the lives of four people and left two missing over the New Year period. There are grave fears for a 25-year-old man who went missing while swimming at Sydney's Coogee Beach on Thursday morning. On the same day, a 25-year-old woman believed to be a Chinese national died after being swept off rocks at nearby Maroubra Beach. Meanwhile, on the state's mid-north coast, a 45-year-old woman was pulled from the water at Dunbogan Beach but could not be revived. Another man drowned and a 14-year-old boy is still missing after their dinghy capsized at Sydney's Palm Beach on New Year's Eve. Brent Manieri from Surf Life Saving New South Wales has told the Nine Network surf conditions are still dangerous.
We've had a significant swell along the coastline the last 24, 48 hours. That swell is still around today. So we're expecting a number of beaches to be closed along the New South Wales coastline again. And there will be beaches open. And so for the people looking to venture down to the coastline, we really are pleading with the community to find a patrolled location.
In Queensland, a 35-year-old Irish national was found dead in the water at Whitehaven Beach on New Year's Eve. We'll be right back.